You found chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7. Verse 16.
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun beat down on them, nor any heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源。
For the Lamb in the center of the throne shall be their shepherd, and shall guide them to the springs of the water of life.
神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
And God shall wipe every tear from their eyes.
我们特别注意这里第十七节说到宝座中的羔羊。
Let us pay attention here to verse 17, for the Lamb in the center of the throne.
我想，也许别的翻译是清楚的。
Other translations might be clear.
我想中文呢，也不能说不清楚。
In Chinese, it's not that it's not very clear.
但是这里根据原文呢，是宝座中央的羔羊。
But according to the original, it's the center of the throne.
我们的主是坐在宝座的中央的。
Our Lord sits on the center of the throne.
整个宇宙全柄的中心是宝座。
All the universe, in the universe, the center of authority is in the throne.
而宝座的中央乃是羔羊。
And the one sitting on the center of the throne is the Lamb himself.
我想我们圣经开始就读这么多。
These are the verses for now.
我们要继续我们所交通关于得胜者的原则。
We want to continue on this matter of the principle of the overcomers.
我们说过，从圣经最后的一卷书就是启示录。
We spoke before that the last book in the Bible, Revelation.
我们能找到得胜者的原则。
We can find the principle of the overcomers.
前面三章给我们看见得胜者的呼召和他的应许。
The first three chapters speak of the promise and the calling of the overcomers.
从第四章一直到二十二章给我们看见得胜的秘诀和他的结局。
So chapter 4 to 22 speaks of the secret and the end result of the overcomers.
那个结局是个荣耀的结局。
The end result is a glorious.
中间所经过的有眼泪。
There are tears in the middle.
中间所经过的有苦难。
What occurs in the middle, there is suffering.
但是最后的结局是荣耀的结局。
But the end result is glorious.
所以现在我们要继续来看。
So let us continue to see.
得胜的秘诀和它的结局。
The secret and the end result of the overcomer.
我想现在在座每一位，你们手里都应该拿到一份的讲义。
I believe all of you have notes in front of you.
就像我们昨天所说，你拿到了，赶快把它藏起来。
Just like we said, take it and put it away.
我看你们今天藏得很好，因为我觉得好像你们都没有拿到一样。
I think you've hidden it very well because I don't see it.
所以我还特别问弟兄们有没有发给大家。
I even asked the brother whether they actually gave it out.
但是如果你是藏着的，请你继续藏着。
If you have hidden it, please continue to hide.
我们在这里大概的稍微介说一下。
We just want to give a broad brush.
但是因为今天我们时间很短。
Because our time is limited today.
如果我们要从第四章一直讲到，从第四章一直讲到二十二章。
We're going to speak from chapter 4 to chapter 22.
其中还包括勇士。
And then there's eternity.
所以我们知道这是很短很短的时间。
And we know that time is limited.
所以我们觉得这个讲义希望对弟兄姊妹有帮助。
So this syllabus will help you.
希望弟兄姊妹回去的时候，那么你能够把启示录再读一遍。
So that when you go home, you can once again read the book of Revelation.
你看看圣灵是不是这么启示的。
You can ask whether the Holy Spirit does reveal it like this.
那么启示录呢，圣经说它是耶稣基督的启示。
This revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
不过它启示的方法和别卷的声音都不一样。
But the way it is revealed is very different than any other book.
你如果找到它的特点，
if you find its special point,
我们似乎就找到了一把很重要的钥匙。
If you find its feature, you'll find a key to opening it.
你如果读这卷书的话，
if you read this book,
一开始是七个教会。
At the very beginning, you see the seven churches.
然后是七个印。
Then you see the seven seals.
然后是七只号。
Then you see seven trumpets.
然后是七个意象。
Then you see seven signs.
然后呢是七个碗。
Then seven bowls.
然后呢是七个轮王。
And then seven dooms.
然后呢最后是七个最终的景象。
And then finally, the seven final scenes.
所以这里一共有七个七。
So there are seven sevens here.
但这个七个七呢，分成一个七跟六个七。
But these seven sevens are split up as the first seven and the last six sevens.
七个教会
Seven churches.
有以弗所
Ephesus.
有士美拿
Smyrna.
一直讲到老底家
Until Laodicea.
讲完了就讲完了
After it's said, it's done.
圣灵的思想已经完成了
The Holy Spirit's thought is complete.
所以这个七是很独立的
And this seven is an independent seven.
告诉我们说这里有一个思想是个独立的思想
It tells us that there's an independent thought here.
然后下面呢从七个印开始
And then beginning with the seven signs.
严格说来
Strictly speaking,
七个印一直是讲到永世的。
Seven seals speaks until eternity.
我们从前的感觉就是七个印当然跟灾难有关系了。
Before we thought that the seven seals had to do with the tribulation.
说你讲的大灾难嘛。
It speaks of the great tribulation.
但是什么你不要弄错了。
But brothers and sisters, do not be mistaken.
你如果仔细读圣经的嘛。
If you read the Bible carefully.
你发现到了启示录七章已经告一段落了。
You will see that in Revelation 7, it ends one segment.
第十一章也告一段落了。
Another segment ends in Revelation 11.
你看见吗圣灵是怎么写的呢
How does the Holy Spirit write it?
他讲的七个印的时候
When he speaks of the seven seals
然后一直讲到勇士
He speaks until eternity
他怕我们弄错了
He's afraid that we're mistaken
我们眼睛所注意的是苦难
What we see is suffering
我们讲的我们看到痛苦
We see a hurt
我们不明白这些事
We do not understand
所以圣灵一面讲一面提醒我们
So on one hand the Holy Spirit speaks and on the other hand
这些苦难有些结局的
There is an end result to the suffering
有的苦难像生产的苦难一样
Some suffering is like bearing childIt is not without hope.
所以我们读启示录，你要知道圣灵怎么用，怎么解释这些话的。
We need to know when we read Revelation how the Holy Spirit reveals.
所以我们感觉要细腻才可以。
So we have to have a sensitive, sensing.
简单来说，你到了第七章就讲到永世了。
Simply speaking, in chapter 7, it speaks of eternity.
你看见吗？羔羊坐在宝座的中央。
The Lamb is seated at the center of the throne.
现在你看见在基督里就同归于一了。
And in Christ we are one.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意达到了。
God's purpose has been
所以如果你读到第七章你很清楚神的旨意是达到了
When you read until chapter 7 God's purpose is fulfilled
你知道斯伯克又出了好几本书
Brother Sparks has many books
他用的词都很大的词
He has many great terms
他讲 centrality and universality of Christ and the cross
He speaks of the centrality and universality of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这些话在圣经有根据吗
Is there a basis in the Bible?
当然有根据的
Yes.
这个就是神永远的旨意
This is God's eternal purpose.
这个就是启示录第七章
This is Revelation 7.
讲到最后永世的时候
When it speaks of the very end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
整个宇宙全柄的中心是集中在宝座
The authority of the universe is in the throne.
全宇宙的万物都向宝座看齐
All creation looks towards the throne
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
you see that?
到了这个时候
At that time,
你看见天上地下都在基督里面同归于一
and the heavens and the earth in Christ all are one
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank God, brother,
讲到七个印的时候
we speak of the seven seals
我们看见羔羊的愤怒
we see the wrath of the lamb
好像羔羊生气了
it's as if the lamb is angry
现在有许多的苦难
now there's much suffering
现在有许多的眼泪
there are many tears
弟兄姊妹
brother,
你看见吗圣灵不能让我们一直等到二十二章
the Holy Spirit can't wait until we reach chapter 23
写一面要安慰我们
On one hand he writes On one hand he comes
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers
我们要记得
We have to remember
为什么到七七章好像告一段落呢
Why does it look like it ends in chapter 7
可以告一段落
Yes it can end in chapter 7
七印可以告一段落
The seven seals can end there
你明白吗
You understand
如果你停在这里没有难处的
If you end there there's no difficulty
但如果你知道第七个印什么情形的话
But if you know what the seventh seal is
哎你发现第七个印里面包括七个号
You see that in the seventh seal there's seven trumpets
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that
难道你到要知道第七七个号什么意思
Then what is the seventh trumpet?
结果七个异象
In the seventh trumpet you see seven signs
为什么讲的异象呢
Why do we speak of signs?
就是圣灵的鼓舞
Because the Holy Spirit is encouraging
圣灵要告诉我们得胜者的秘诀在哪里
The Spirit is telling us the secret of overcoming
你看见这些事
You see all of this
弟兄姊妹这什么意思呢
What does it mean?
当然这些是将来都要发生的
Of course these things will happen
但你就是原则来说
But in terms of principle
今天我们也经过许多的苦难经过许多的眼泪
We have gone through much suffering and tears
谁能安慰我们
Who can comfort
谁能解释呢
Who can explain
感谢弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see the sign
因为这个缘故
For this reason
如果你想知道第七号怎么回事
If you want to know what the seventh trumpet is
你以为马上就有答案了
You say hey, there's an answer here
结果你看见第七个号跟你看见七个异象
But in the seventh trumpet you see the seventh sign
然后到了第七个异象的时候
And when we reach the seventh sign
你看见七个碗
Then you'll see seven bowls
先把愤怒就倾倒在地上
And then he drops down the wrath
现在你说我要不知道第七碗怎么回事
if you want to understand the seventh bowl,
然后接下去你看见四个轮王，七个轮王。
Then you'll see seven dooms.
那么你要注意第七个。
Now you're going to pay attention to the seventh.
你要说巴比伦倾倒，这回是不是真的永远不能再起了？
Is it true that Babylon has fallen? They will never rise again.
历史的巴比伦曾经倾倒了。
The historical Babylon has fallen.
在1991年左右的时候。
In 1991.
海山又把它盖起来了。
The mountains were built again.
现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
这一次是不是巴比伦一次完全解决了？
Does that mean that Babylon is destroyed once and for all?
所以你在看最后一次的时候。
So at the very end,
弟兄姊妹。
Brother sister.
现在圣灵给我们看的是七个最终的景象。
Now the Spirit shows us.The seventh final scene,
而最后一个
and the last scene,
乃是新天新地和新耶路撒冷
the new earth, new heaven, new Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹
the brothers,
你看见吗
Do you see?
依着第七个印连着七个号
Because of the seventh sign, the seventh seal, the seven trumpet.
因为第七个号连着七个意象
Because of the seventh trumpet, there are seven signs.
因为七个意象连着七个碗
Because of the seventh sign, there are seven bowls.
因为七个碗连着七个轮王
Because there are the seventh bowl, then you see seven
dooms. 七个碗连上七个最终的意象
The seventh doom shows the seven final
sign. 你看七个印最后通到新耶路撒冷去的
So you see that the seven seals goes all the way to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹
Brother sister.
我怕我把你讲糊涂了
I don't want to confuse you.
你若真糊涂了，你回去看看那个讲义就好了。
If you are confused, do look at the.
而且哪七样你去读一读嘛。
And read the seven ones.
弟兄姊妹，你要从主的话里面知道是不是有这样的启示，是不是有这样的结构嘛。
Through His word, you want to see is there this type of structure.
所以因为七个印一直通到七个最后的景象。
Because the seven seals.It's connected all the way to the
final
scene. And this roadmap is the same.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Do you see that?
这里有两个大段的。
There are two segments here.
前面三章。
The first three chapters.
剩下的启示。
And then the rest of Revelation.
前面三章。
The first three chapters.
圣灵给我们还人子行走在金灯台中。
The Holy Spirit shows us the Son of Man amongst the lampstands.
后面这个六个七呢？
And then the last six sevens.
给我们看见羔羊的得胜。
It shows us the victory of the Lamb.
从羔羊刚刚被杀。
When the lamb was just slain,
一直到羔羊的妻子
until the wife of the lamb.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
Do you see?
很明显，这里的思想是一个完整的思想。
Very clear. This thought is a complete thought.
这个启示不是静态的启示。
This revelation is not a static revelation.
它是动态的启示。
It is an active revelation.
好像圣灵带着我们走的。
It is that the Holy Spirit leading us.
从前有一个这样的故事。
There was a story once.
有一个人呢，收到一个很大的包的礼物。
This person received a great present.
哦，他高兴得不得了。
He was very happy.
你看这么大的礼物包得很好看。
Such a big present.
都是用最好的包装纸把它包装的。
It was wrapped in the best gift wrapping.
然后他把它打开。
And then he opened it.
哎，看见里面呢又变小一点的。
And he opened it up and there was a smaller.
那么也是用包装纸把它包起来。
Also wrapped.
所以他再把它打开。
And he opened it that way.
哎，怎么里面还有啊
？Another one.
再打开。
Opened it again.
那再打开。
Opened it again.
好几层啊。
Level level.
你看你这里有一个人呢、啊、要把一个启示给他
There is someone here who wants to give him a revelation
他送给他个东西
He wants to give him a gift
他这样打开打开就是得到启示了
As he keeps opening it he keeps getting revelation
结果最后这个打的最后他心里很跳啊越来越小越来越小、啊、
He's getting more agitated because it's getting smaller and smaller
他看的是金刚钻的
He thought maybe it was a diamond
哎结果一打开呢
But when he opened it
里面是两颗花生米
It was two peanuts
弟兄姊妹
Brother,
神不做这件事
God does not do that
神也送给我们很大的礼物
God also gives us a big present
这个礼物呢是启示录
And in this present is revelation
好的你把这个礼物打开啊
And when you open this present
里面两个大的盒子
There's two big boxes
两个盒子很清楚的
Two separate boxes
分得清清楚楚的
Separate boxes
第一个盒子很清楚
The first box is very clear
前面三章
First three chapters
第二个盒子的
Second box
你看见吗圣灵要把我们带到一个地方
The Holy Spirit wants to bring us to a point
所以你看见这里面第一层包装第二层包装第三层包装
The first level, second level, third level Get that
包装
Get that
然后等到你到了第七个的时候
When you reach the seventh one
哎你看那个盒子了
You'll see the box
你看见吗
You see
那么现在呢你说哦这个恐怕就是了
And then we say okay this is it
但是不
But no
再打开的时候
Once you open it
又是七六层的包装
Another six levels of gift wrapping
等到第七个的时候
When you reach the seventh one
这个大概就是了
This must be it
还没有你要忍耐
No you have to be patient
再往前开
Keep looking.
弟兄明白吗?
Do you understand?
一直等着最后
Until the very end.
你看到什么?
What do you see?
不是两颗花生米
Not two peanuts.
乃是羔羊的妻
But it is the wife of the lamb.
那不只是羔羊的妻
Not only the wife of the lamb.
你看见吗?
You see?
羔羊坐在宝座的中央
The lamb is sitting at the center of the throne.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters. 为什么太阳系的所有的行星在太阳里面同归于一
Why are all of the stars in the solar system one with the sun?
你看见吗?那个能力的中心在太阳之上
The power is in the sun
所以弟兄姊妹你看见没有所有都在太阳里面同归于一
All are one in the sun
我们的基督我们的主羔羊是坐在宝座上
Our Christ our Lord the Lamb is in the throne
所以弟兄姊妹你看见在基督里最后终于同归于一了
In Christ we are finally one with him
现在我们知道了
Now we know
神最后的旨意终于达到了
God's final purpose is attained
但是不要忘记
But do not
圣灵在一步一步的往里面引导
The Holy Spirit leadsstep by step
圣灵是个最好的向导
Holy Spirit is the best guide we have
他要把我们带到那个中心的去
takes us into the ultimate will
不过这个路稍微远了一点
but the way is long
好几层一直都走到二十二章
several levels all the way to chapter
圣灵就安慰我们
and the Holy Spirit comes out
到了第七个印的时候
when it reaches the seventh seal
就讲到永世去了
he speaks of eternity
你看你主要擦干我们所有的眼泪
he is going to wipe away all our tears
现在七个印里面有许多的眼泪了
many tears in the seventh seal
有许多的苦难了
many suffering
弟兄姊妹明白吗
do you understand
But
do not forget.
这个次序啊
This sequence.
不是时间的次序
It's not a sequence of time.
你明白吗
You understand?
这个次序是启示的次序
This sequence is a sequence of revelation.
如果你仔细读其中的话
If you carefully read it.
它不是时间的次序
It is not a sequence of time.
但是如果你要找时间有没有呢
If you want to see if there is time.
你可以找得出来呀
You can find time.
但是又是没
But it says,
不要忘记
Do not forget.
真正的启示
The true revelation
乃是次序的启示
is the revelation of sequence.
而这个次序呢是启示的次序
And this sequence is a sequence of revelation.
像马太福音一样
Like Matthew.
你如果读马可福音的话
If you read Mark.
什么都是按照时间的次序的
Everything is according to time.
马太不是这样
But Matthew is not like that.
道理的次序
It is his doctrinal sequence.
为什么
Why?
主要启示他的真理
The Lord wants to reveal his
truth. 所以现在他凡是根据同样一个道理放在一起他通通放在一起的
So according to one same doctrine, he is going to continue to put it all together.
弟兄姊妹，如果在座你们有年轻的弟兄姊妹
，If there are younger ones,
你愿意读启示录的话
，And you're willing to read the Bible,
有一件事你一定要记得
，You have to remember one thing.
你要先把主的次序把它弄清楚
，You have to make clear his sequence.
因为这个启示背后跟他旨意有关系的
，Sequence has to do with his will.
然后你可以找时间的次序
，Then you can find sequence of time.
那这个我们可能不同了。
Then we might be different.
有的人相信在前背提
，Some people think it's a pre-rap.
有的人相信在后背提
，Some people think it's post-rap.
有的人相信在中背提
，Some people think it's partial rap, mid-rapture.
还有人相信是得胜者背提
，Some people think that rapture of the overcomers.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
这个是你找的，是我找的。
You say this, we find that, and you find that.
如果圣经告诉我们说我们都是在前背提，我们的问题解决了。
If the Bible says we are pre-rapture, then we have no problem.
但是为什么圣经没有这样做
？But why does the Bible not say that?
启示录让我们明白他的旨意、啊、
Because the revelation wants us to understand his purpose.
你自己没有明白
If you don't understand God's
purpose 你都是在前在后有什么用呢
You only quarrel about prayer post What you
say 结果我们在一起呢还是分开呢
Are we together or are we divided
你知道有的地方你如果说在前背景还不和你交通的
Some places if you say you believe in pre-rapture They won't have fellowship
这根本是讲异端的
I think you're a heretic
亲爱的弟兄姊妹你到底相不相信千年国呢
Do you believe in the millennium
有的人相信有的人不相信
Some people believe some people don't
这些都是爱主的人
These are all people who love the Lord.
那你说我们这样分了怎么办呢
？And you say we're divided. What should we do?
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
神的旨意叫我们合一的。
Our purpose brings us together.
你如果爱慕神的旨意
，If you love God's purpose.
你如果把他们都做得胜者的话
，If you want to be an overcomer.
我们要会说
，We have to ask.
这个原则在哪里
？Where is the principle?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You understand?
当然，当我们早知道这个原则的时候
，Yes, when we know the principle,
跟将来发生的事有关系。
It has to do with what happens in the future.
那我们要问
，Then we have to ask.
为什么圣灵不干脆把它弄得很好呢
？Why doesn't the Holy Spirit make it very clear?
按照时间表帮我排了，我们。不再分了嘛
Why doesn't he sequence it according to time?
所以弟兄姊妹你看见这就是主要教导我们
This is what the Lord wants to teach us
我们可以看法在这个时间上你去找因为圣经不是这样直接讲的嘛
Didn't the scripture speak like this very clearly?
所以你有你的看法他有他的看法
You have your point of view That person has their point of view
但是我们不要谦卑
But let us be the
我们只能说这是今天我所知道的
We can only say this is what I know today
弟兄如果你的看法和我不一样的话
If your view is different than mine
请你为我祷告
please pray for me.
他有一天我能看见你所看见。
So that one day I can see what you see.
但是我没有办法。
But I cannot.
这是我所知道的。
As far as I know.
这是我从圣经里找到最好的答案的。
This is the answer I received from the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
You see that?
虽然我们不同，
even though we're different,
还是可以交通的。
We still have fellowship.
但有一件事我们相同的。
One thing that we are
similar. 再来我们是相同的。
The Lord is coming again.
Yes. 我们是再相同的。
New Jerusalem, we agree.
这我们是相同的。
Overcomers, we agree.
弟兄姊妹，让我们共同知道什么叫原则。
Let us together know what it means to be perfect. How to overcome.
最后的结局是什么？
What the end result is.
弟兄姊妹，因为这是明明这么启示的嘛。
Because this is how the Lord has revealed it.
让我再说，弟兄姊妹。
I'll say it again.
你回去你自己好好读读看。
When you go back, read it for yourself.
这是不是圣灵所启示出来的次序？
Is it the sequence that the Holy Spirit revealed?
如果是的话，
if it is,
这是道理的次序。
This is a doctrinal sequence.
因为事实上里面很多时间，你看见不是、很明显，时间不是这样一个接一个，不是的。
Because in reality, it's not like there's time sequence together.
为什么圣灵这样做呢？
Why does the Holy Spirit do that?
因为他讲道理给我们听。
Because he wants to speak the doctrine to us.
他要告诉我们怎么回事。
He wants to tell us what's happening.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这一点我们一定要清楚。
We have to be very clear.
所以完了以后，你千万不要问我，你在相信在前辈，还是相信在后辈。
So after the meeting, don't ask me if you believe in pre or post.
我不要，你不要和你分嘛。
Because I don't want to be divided with you. We are one.
最后我们在基督里同归于一嘛。
We are all union with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
让我们先彼此鼓励。
Let us encourage one
another. 一同长大。
Let us grow together.
弟兄姊妹，有一天你可以调整你的，我也可以调整我。
One day you can correct yourself, or I can correct myself.
真的旨意不能调整的。
God's will cannot be corrected.
我对圣经的领会可以调整。
My understanding of the Bible can be corrected.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brother,
上帝就开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
我们知道讲启示录是最难的。
We know that speaking Revelation.
你有这么多不同的看法。
There's so many different views.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们要分吗？
Are we going to be divided?
仇敌要我们分的。
The enemy wants us.
我们拒绝被分。
But we do not. We do.
神，这个仇敌实在是诡诈。
The enemy is crafty.
为什么？
Why?
因为启示录讲到他的结局。
Because the Holy Spirit speaks of his end result.
所以就如果是他的结局的话，
if it is his end,
他当然不要我们明白了。
Of course he doesn't want us to understand.
他把它弄得很难很难。
First, he makes it very difficult.
完全不能明白的。
We can't understand it.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells.
启示录是一本开的书啊。
Revelation is an open book.
每一个人都可以明白的。
Everybody can understand.
明白吗？
You understand?
但以理书最后是要把它关起来的。
At the very end, Daniel is closed.
因为时候还没有到。
Because the time has not arrived.
你没有启示录，你怎么懂但以理啊？
If you don't have Revelation, how do you understand Daniel?
你要等到但以理启示录写完了，你才叫但以理讲什么？
After Revelation is written, then you understand Daniel.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这很清楚的。
Very clear.
主给我们看见。
The Lord saw.
你看见吗？这个是神的启示。
This is God's revelation.
所以我们如果明白这些的话，
if we understand this,
我们就知道说，我们要知道到底主在这些话里面对我们怎么说的。
Then we know what the Lord is trying to speak to us.
这些地方我想我们都没有难处。
Then we don't have difficulties.
我们相信背题。
We believe rapture.
什么是背题我们可以不懂。
When we are raptured, we can be
different. 但是我们要问。
But we have to ask.
什么叫做背题？
What does it mean to be right?
背题原则在哪里？
What's the principle behind?
这是我们都相同的。
That we have to agree.
我们不过在时间表上不同就是。
We're only different in time.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
但愿我们在往下看的时候，
as we continue to see,
我们巴不得有一个这样的印象。
Let we have this type of image.
那么然后呢，我们就回到昨天我们所教宗的。
Let us return to what we shared yesterday.
我们说过得胜的秘诀乃是连于羔羊的得胜。
We know that the secret to overcoming is to be one with the victory of the Lamb.
因为我们不可能得胜。
Because we cannot overcome.
在我们没有得胜的时候，
before we overcome,
我们的主已经得胜。
Our Lord already overcame.
而那个得胜，圣经称它做羔羊的得胜。
That overcoming is the victory of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这很重要的。
Very important.
那么今天我们怎么能够得胜呢？
How do we gain the victory today?
乃是与基督联合。
It is to be one with Christ.
换句话说，是连于羔羊的得胜。
In other words, one with the victory of the Lamb.
然后从第四章一直到二十二章，
Chapter 4 to 22,
我们看见羔羊怎样的得胜。
We see how the Lamb gains the victory.
我们说约翰有60年没有看见主。
We said John hadn't seen the Lord for 60 years.
灵里面他是看见的。
In the spirit, he did see him.
这个没有问题的。
No problem.
他肉身没有看见。
But in his fleshly eyes,
他不知道主升天了，那个云彩把他带在哪里去。
He did not know after the clouds where did he ascend.
他就带到天上去。
He knew he went to heaven.
他是怎么回事呢？
What happened?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在羔羊站在宝座中间。
Now the Lamb is standing in the center of the throne.
只有他配展开那个书卷。
Only he is worthy to open the scroll.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个羔羊乃是刚刚被杀的。
This lamb was just slain.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
对于约翰来说，
For John,
他的一生和羔羊发生不能分割的关系。
All his life, he had a life with the Lamb that could not be separated.
羔羊可以到，他可以说第一个跟随羔羊的。
He was the first one who followed the Lamb.
他和安德烈是第一个跟随羔羊的。
He and Andrew were the first ones to follow the Lamb.
他听见他的先生说，看哪，神的羔羊。
He heard, behold the Lamb of God.
他离开了约翰，是约翰。
So he left John the Baptist.
他好像做了逃兵一样。
It's as if he became a defector.
结果从现在开始，他跟随了我们的主。
From now on, he follows our Lord.
弟兄们，你看见吗？羔羊无论往哪里去，都是跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes, he follows.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
在启示录十四章。
In Revelation 14.
在锡安山。
On the Mount Zion.
天上的锡安山。
And the heavenly Mount Zion.
你看见羔羊和他的同伴。
You will see Lamb and his companions.
谁是他同伴呢？
Who are his companions?
羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes, they go.
弟兄姊妹，这是很抽象的。
Is this very abstract?
没有，你读四福音的时候。
No, when you read the four Gospels.
那些跟随主的门。
Those who follow him, the disciples.
他们就是羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
They were wherever the Lamb went, they went.
现在约翰被主碰见了。
Now John has been met by our Lord.
他被主征服了。
He has conquered by our Lord.
他没有第二条路。
He has no other road to go.
从前他知道有一条路是借着施洗约翰的。
He thought that there was a way before with John the Baptist.
现在他知道那不是路。
But he knows now that is not the way.
弟兄姊妹，他完全被主得着了。
He has been captured by our Lord.
他一听就说，看哪，神的羔羊。
He heard, behold the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，从那天开始，
from that day on,
这个世界的路已经没有了。
The way of the world is gone.
只有一个人，
only one person,
要跟随到底的。
He's going to follow to the end.
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
这就是约翰被征服的故事。
This is how John was conquered.
所以弟兄姊妹，怎么样做得胜者呢？
How do you be an overcomer?
羔羊的同伴就是胜者。
The companions of the Lamb are overcomers.
这些人怎么做得胜者？
How are they overcomers?
他们先被主的爱胜过的。
First they are overcome by the Lord.
主的爱先征服他们。
The love of the Lord captured them.
他们都做了爱的俘虏。
They become the captives of love.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
我们这些蒙恩得救人岂不是这样吗？
Aren't we who are saved? Aren't we the same?
所以如果我们要问我们怎样得胜呢？
If we're to ask how do we gain the victory?
我们要说让主怎样胜过我们。
We have to ask how can the Lord overcome us?
让主怎样征服我们。
How the Lord can conquer us?
让他得着我们的意志。
May he obtain our
hearts. 得着我们的情感。
May he conquer emotions.
得国度我们的心。
May he gain our minds.
得着我们的全人。
May he gain our all.
你愿意不愿意做出爱的俘虏呢？
Do you want to be the captain of the world?
弟兄姊妹，你不要问说我怎样做得胜者。
Do not ask how I'm going to be overcomer.
约翰是这么做得胜者的。
John was this way. He became a
overcomer. 然后你看见约翰的故事。
And then you see the story of John.
我们知道从此以后。
From now on.
当约翰写日记的时候。
As he was writing his diary.
那是怎么写呢？
What did he say?
因为他遇见羔羊了。
Because he saw the Lamb.
所以所有的事跟羔羊发生关系的。
Everything to do with the Lamb.
所以你读约翰福音的时候。
When you read the Gospel of John.
他讲到。这个逾越节
When he sees the Passover
又一个逾越节
Another Passover
又一个逾越节
Another Passover
三个逾越节
Three Passover
这是不是
Is that amazing?
第一个逾越节
The first Passover
他跟随羔羊一年了
He had followed the Lamb 1 year
第二个逾越节
The second Passover
二年两年了
He followed it 2 years
三个逾越节
The third Passover
三年了
He followed it 3 years
现在我们知道
Now we know
原来主耶稣在地上活着33年
The Lord was on earth for 33 years
你怎么知道
How do you know that?
你读马可路加约翰找主耶稣还只活31年
If you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it says that he only lived 30 years.
因为那三卷书只讲一个逾越节。
Because they only spoke of one Passover.
听明白吗？这是约翰福音。
This is the Gospel of John.
第一个逾越节的时候。
The first Passover.
很可能他和彼得就到圣殿里面去。
Possibly he and Peter went to the temple.
那么到中午十二点到下午三点钟的。
From noon to three.
有25万只羊被宰杀。
250,000 lambs were killed.
然后呢，约翰跟彼得就拿了一只羊走了。
And John and Peter took a lamb.
这是第一个逾越节。
That was the first Passover.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
那个逾越节的血，那个羔羊的血跑到哪里去？
Where did all the blood of the lamb go?
那羔羊的血到哪里去？
Where did all the blood of the poor
lamb go? 那个血是在祭坛底下的。
That blood went down under the altar.
然后现在考古学家告诉我们。
Now archaeologists tell us.
那么在那个祭坛的底下。
Under the altar.
那么结果有个洞，透过磐石一直流到希伦西的。
There was a hole that led through the rocks all the way to the Kidron Brook.
所以你看见那个血。泉源好像血泉一样
，so that spring was like a spring of blood.
弟兄姊妹，
这
是第一年
，that was the first year.
第二年也是如此
，second year was the same.
到了第三年的时候
，the third year.
根据约翰的记载
，according to John，
就在同一天
，that same day，
他们宰杀逾越节羔羊的时候
，when they slew the lamb，
就在12点钟的时候
，at noon，
你听见一个声音说
，you heard a voice.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？
My God, my God, why was I forsaken?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
过去两年，
past
约翰所看见是影子。
What John saw was a shadow.
是旧约的影子。
An Old Testament shadow.
新约界的羔羊。
The Passover lamb.
第三年，
for the third year,
他亲眼看见神的羔羊挂在十字架。
He saw with his eyes the lamb on the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他离开了主，他像彼得一样也跌倒呢。
He like Peter fell.
他知道他自己是个罪人。
He knew he was a sinner.
当他一个罪人的地位站在十字架底下的时候，
on a sinner's position, he stood under the cross.
他知道。
He knew.
这个就是逾越节的羔羊。
This is the Passover lamb.
他就是他的救主，他的救主。
He is our savior.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
当主耶稣渴的时候，
when the Lord was thirsty,
他们拿牛膝头，然后给醋给他喝了。
They gave him a hyssop filled with wet vinegar.
牛膝头什么故事？
What is the story of
hyssop? 逾越节的故事。
It's the story of Passover.
然后主耶稣的腿没有被打断。
And then his legs were not broken.
这什么故事？
What's the story?
逾越节的故事。
Story of Passover.
你知道逾越节羔羊是不可以没有一根骨头是折断的。
Now one bone of the lamb of Passover could be broken.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
前两个逾越节。
The past two Passover.
他知道这个血往哪里流的。
He knew where the blood went.
你看有一个血从祭坛一直流出去的。
The blood flows all the way from the altar.
现在他亲眼看见。
Now with his own eyes.
现在不再是 shadow， 不再是影子了。
No longer is a shadow.
从他的肉旁。
Through his side.
不光流出血了，已经流出血了。
Not only blood but water.
我们也不要忘记啊，在主耶稣那时候，希伦溪是有水的。
You know that at the Kidron Brook there was water.
现在是没有水不错。
Now there's no water.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
你看见吗？前两个逾越节，
the first two Passover，
他看见的都是影子。
What he saw was a shadow.
现在他看见逾越节羔羊挂在十字架。
Now he sees the Passover lamb on the cross.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters，
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这是约翰他所看见的一幅图画。
This is the picture that John saw.
哦，等到他写约翰的写启示录的时候，
when he wrote Revelation，
那个时候也许他年纪很大了。
Maybe he was older.
根据教会历史告诉我们，
according
to aging， 年纪很老了。
He was aged man.
他已经快一百岁了。
Almost 100 years old.
所以有人有历史学家告诉我们说，
so historians tell us，
他那时候见到一些弟兄姊妹的时候，
when he saw some brothers and sisters，
他只讲一句话的。
He only said one word.
小子们呐、啊，你们应当彼此相爱。
Little children love one another.
小子们呐、啊，应当彼此相爱。
Little children love one another.
他只会一句话。
As if he only knew one phrase.
我想说他会不会得老年痴呆症啊？
Could it be that he got Alzheimer's?
我想来讲就这么一句话呢。
Only one phrase.
这句话不能离开他。
That one phrase cannot leave him.
很可能他那时候记忆力是不行了。
Maybe his memory was failing him.
但是不，弟兄姊妹。
But no brother said.
等到他写约翰福音的时候，
when he wrote the gospel of John,
他记得第一次遇见主是下午四点钟。
He remembered the first time he met the Lord was in the 4 o'clock in the morning.
第一次遇见主的地方是约旦河外的伯大尼。
He knew that the first time he met him was Bethany outside of Jordan.
那就是神用乌鸦供养这个以利亚的地方。
That is where God fed Elijah with the ravens.
所以弟兄姊妹，他怎么记得那么清楚呢？
How can he remember that clearly?
有许多事他怎么记不住了？
Many things he cannot remember.
真的是记不住了。
He can't remember.
也许你叫他讲到他讲不出来了。
Maybe he can't speak anymore.
他有一句话，
but there's one.
就是老年痴呆也就一句话。
And even if he has Alzheimer's, it's one phrase.
你们小子们呐、啊，你们应当彼此相爱。
Little children love one another.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but brothers,
虽然如此。
Even though,
当他回过头去看的时候，
when he looks back,
哦，弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
你看见他那一幅图画，他永远不会忘记。
That picture he will never forget.
这那么多年了，
so many years.
所以当他写约翰的书信的时候，
so when he wrote the epistles,
当他回想那段故事的时候，
when he was remembering,
三个门徒。
就
约翰站在十字架下。
Only John stood under the cross.
他知道说他我们的主曾经应许撒玛利亚妇人说凡喝这水的永远不要再渴。
He was the one who knew that the one that Jesus promised the Samaritan woman whoever drinks of the water shall not thirst again.
他亲眼亲耳听见主说我渴了。
He heard the Lord say, I am thirsty.
因为他说我渴了。
Because he said, I am thirsty.
弟兄们为我们完成了救赎的功夫。
Because he had completed the complete work.
现在我们可以说有。
Now we can say no longer will ever thirst again.
怎么你明白吗？
You understand?
这是为什么约翰记得撒玛利亚妇人的故事。
That is why John remembered the Samaritan woman.
彼得忘记了。
Peter forgot.
马可不应该有的。
Mark should have had it.
马可也忘记了。
Matthew forgot.
马可好像也没有的。
There was not a Luke.
别人忘记了，约翰不能忘记。
Others forgot. John could
covenant.
One who was captive by love. One who was captive to love. Even though he has Alzheimer's. Other things get forget. Spiritual things never forget. This is one who has been totally conquered by love. How
did
you describe that picture?
Brother,
God gave him one word. That word is the best word in the world. How do you describe love today? Love is not a thing. Love is not an emotion. Love is a person. Love is that lamb that was slain. That image is too vivid. Even if you burn it to ashes, you still remember. No wonder he hid his name. As long as they know the lamb that was slain. He called himself a disciple that Jesus loved. What does this mean? If there was only one person here in the world, and this person was John, Jesus would be willing to be nailed to the cross for him. Brothers and sisters, who can understand love like John? Brothers and sisters, you see, this story is a story of love. So John became a captive of love.
当他说羔羊无论往哪里去的时候,
wherever the lamb goes,
你要懂得为什么他说那句话,
you need to understand why he said that.
但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
我们每一个人都是被爱征服的,
may we be conquered by his love.
如果我们真的被爱征服, 我们被爱征服有多少,
however much we are conquered by his love,
我们就得胜有多少,
that is how much we will overcome.
兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
为什么我们还是那么完全呢?
Why are we so perfect?
为什么我们还是那么完整呢?
Why are we so complete?
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you understand?
在我们身上有伤痕吗?
Do we have bruises on us?
所以当然就开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
当然我们完全被主爱完全征服,
we may be completely conquered by his love.
所以感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
这个就是被杀的羔羊,
that is the lamb that was slain.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见, 这就是圣灵所启示,
this is what the Holy Spirit reveals to us.
但是不止这么多,
but not only that.
你看见吗? 现在约翰讲到羔羊的时候,
when Revelation, when John speaks of the lamb,
他换的另外一个词,
he changed another
sentence.
Those who understand the Bible tell
us,
he used this word 28 times in John. It's a little different than the Lamb of God. But do not forget, according to the Greek, there is a little difference. This is classic Greek. But when you read the Bible, you have to see how the Spirit uses these words. So Bible scholars tell us,
等到讲到这个启示录这羔羊的时候,
when you speak of the lamb in Revelation, it is not only the Passover lamb,
他是从死里复活的,
he raised from the dead,
而且升天的,
ascended to heaven,
现在权柄能力荣耀通通归给他的,
authority and glory is his.
所以讲到这个羔羊的时候,
so when we speak of the lamb,
让我们记得,
let us remember,
不光讲的十字架,
not only the cross,
乃是基督并他十字架,
Christ and him crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
You see that?
在这里讲到羔羊的时候,
when we speak of the lamb,
是得胜的羔羊,
it is a victorious lamb.
讲得胜的征服的羔羊,
it is a conquering lamb.
弟兄姊妹,
but it's not,
不止如此,
not only that,
就在那个时候,
at that time,
那约翰哭了,
John wept.
因为谁配得展开那个书卷?
Who was worthy to open?
没有人能配得展开那个书卷.
Nobody was worthy to open.
结果他今天说, 因为犹大是得胜的,
and then he said, because of the victory of the Lion of Judah,
他配展开那个书卷.
He can open the book.
他一直看到底是谁?
He was looking to see who it was.
结果看见在宝座中一个羔羊刚刚被杀的,
and then he saw on the throne a lamb that was just slain.
是他配展开书卷.
He was worthy to open the book.
然后这一张赞美的声音就开始,
and then the praises in heaven began.
他们不是敬拜神也敬拜羔羊,
not only did they worship God, they worship the lamb.
结果弟兄姊妹只有他配展开那个书,
only he was worthy to open the scroll.
这个书卷是什么?
What is this book?
感谢主,
thank you.
圣经里面是有答案的,
there is an answer.
在我们说这个以前,
before we share,
让我再重复昨天晚上将军所讲的故事,
let me retell the story that our brother,
因为他讲的那段我就省掉五分钟今天,
because he shared yesterday, I can say 5 minutes.
他告诉我们在耶利米书有一段故事,
she told us a story in Jeremiah.
等到这个尼布加尼撒王围攻耶路撒冷的时候,
as Nebuchadnezzar was surrounding Jerusalem,
看着耶路撒冷要不行了,
and you could see that there would be besieged.
而且我们叫神借着耶利米说, 这个借着以色列要被掳, 不过他们70年以后能够回来,
and the people of Israel were going to be led captive, but 70 years wouldn't come back.
然后神借着人告诉耶利米说
And then God through man told Jeremiah,
你要去买一块地
Go buy a land.
而且是十克勒把它买过来的
And you buy with 17 shekels.
弟兄姊妹像我们弟兄所说的
Just like our brother said,
这个兵荒马乱是卖地的时候不是买地的时候
And this time of confusion is not a time for you to buy land.
那么现在问题在这里
Now the question is,
神不是告诉你说70年以后以色列要回以神要把他们带回来吗
Didn't God say that in 70 years we'll bring them back?
现在以色列被掳了
The people of Israel have been captured.
谁得胜啊
Who overcame?
Babylon 得胜啊
Babylon gave them back.
Babylon 像狮子一样
Babylon was like a lion.
那么以色列像是像在狮子口中的羊一样
The people of Israel were like a lamb in the mouth of a lion.
但是弟兄姊妹现在神告诉摩亚以利米怎么说
God tells Jeremiah what?
因为神要做恢复的工作
Because he's going to do a work of recovery.
你看见吗好像仇敌得胜了
It's as if the enemy has gained
the victory. 他恢复过来
Now he's going to do a work of recovery.
但是他先要考耶利米
But now he's going to test Jeremiah.
你真的相信70年以后你要回来吗
Do you believe 70 years you're going to come back?
你看见如果你真的相信70年要回来的话
If you believe 70 years you're going to come back
你就敢买这块地
You can buy this land
我是谁敢买这块地
Who will buy this land?
感谢主
Thank you Lord
耶利米相信神
Jeremiah believed
他果然买那块地
He bought that land
花了多少钱呢
How much?
17 shekels
and 17 shekels
然后就像我们弟兄昨天所说的
Just like our brother shared
他们一定要找人来
They brought a lot of somebody
上面画好押
They wrote the different terms and conditions
就弄好了地契了
And had a title deed
然后把地契放在就把它封好
And put the seal the title deed
你看见吗这是他的地契但你要把它封好的
But you have to seal the deed
然后把它放在瓦器里面
And put in earthen vessel
那如果他们用火把圣殿烧掉的话
And if they burn the temple
这个东西还保留的
Then this deed will still
remain 那问题在这里
But here's the problem
弟兄姊妹如果70年以后
Yes after 70 years
当然不是耶利米回来
Of course Jeremiah did not come back
耶利米的后代可以回来
His descendants can come back
现在我们要问
Now we ask
谁配得展开那个书卷
Who is worthy to open that book
很清楚的
Very
clear 谁付十七十克了
The one who paid
7 shekels.
He is worthy to open that book.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在神宝座前那本书
The book in front of the throne.
那个书卷
That scroll.
也是封好的
It's also sealed.
而是这个封的
And it's sealed with 7 shekels.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother,
现在我们要问
Now we ask.
谁配得展开那个书卷
Who is worthy to open that scroll?
这个书卷是什么？
What is that scroll?
你如果读诗篇第二篇的话
If you read Psalm 2.
谁应许于基督
The Lord promised
要把列国赐给他们做基业
We'll give all the nations as an inheritance
要把地基赐给他们做田产
We'll give all the earth as a possession
这什么意思
What does that mean?
现在你明白吗
Now do you understand
他手中的地契手中所拿的就是那个地契
In his hand it is that title deed
什么意思
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹我们说过这个地已经沦陷了
We know that this earth has been fallen
你知道说这个整个宇宙这一部分版图是黑暗的版图
And this territory this land now is
dark
Everything has been lost.
但是不要忘记
Do not forget.
现在神要借助我们的主
God through our Lord.
和羔羊的同伴
And through the companions of the
Lamb. 要从敌人的手里面
Through the enemy's hand.
就把那个领土把它拿回来
Want to win back that land.
所以弟兄姊妹你现在懂得七个印什么意思
Now you understand what the seven seals are.
你看见吗那个七个印代表地契
Those seven seals represent the deed.
这些都是主的
This is all the Lord.
撒旦今天盘踞这块地完全非法的
Satan has usurped this land. It is not right.
所以每次神把所以每次羔羊把那个揭开的时候
So every time the land opens the seal
世界上有些事情发生
Certain things happen on earth
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
从主升天以后
After the Lord has
一直到今天
Until today
你看报纸
When you read the newspaper
你注意所有事情的发生
Everything that happens
和他展开书卷发生关系的
Has to do with this opening of the scroll
你看吗弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
这是从主升天以后他就打开这个书卷
He has opened the scroll after he ascended
每一次打开书卷的时候
Every time he opens the scroll
就是一次宣告说
Then it's the one that
closes 这个地是主的
This is the Lord
这个我们注意的圣
Our Lord has gained the victory.
他的十字架上已经烧了蛇的头
On the cross he's bruised the head.
现在他要借助他的同伴
And through his companions.
借助他的教会
Through the church.
就好像当初谁要借助亚当一样
Just like our Lord wanted to use Adam.
如果亚当吃了生命树他就能完全神的旨意
If Adam had eaten of the tree of life he would have accomplished God's will.
弟兄姊妹现在你看见吗
Now you understand.
因着这个缘故
For this reason.
等到我们主把这个印揭开的时候
When he opened the seal.
那世界上就有事情发生
Then something happened to the world.
这个事情发生的时候
Now when these things happen.
就告诉我们说 一面这个地是属于他的
On one hand, this earth belongs to him
另一面现在我们的主要把那个地拿回来一个个慢慢就拿回来了
On the other hand, he's winning back slowly the earth
弟兄姊妹你看见没有
Do you see that?
这是非常非常稀奇的事
It's very amazing
所以从此
So from now on
你看你圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells
羔羊就揭开那个七个印
The lamb opens the seal
他揭开一个印到时候
as he opens each seal.
有一匹白马就出来了。
Then a white horse comes.
第二个印的时候。
The second seal.
第二匹马就出来。
Second horse.
第三匹马。
A third horse.
第四匹马。
A fourth horse.
第五个印。
The five
seal. 第六个印。
The sixth seal.
第七个印。
The seventh seal.
然后宝座。羔羊坐在宝座的中央。
Then the Lamb sits at the center of the throne.
这就是一直到第七章给我们看见的。
This is what we see up until chapter 7.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brother and sister,
在这里我们要得到教训。
We have to keep teaching.
这个七个印属灵的教训在哪里？
What is the spiritual teaching of this?
这个代表主升天以后主弟子所做的工作。
This represents what the Lord has been doing.
和这个七个印发生关系。
It has to do with these seven seals.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
You understand?
前面的四匹马，
the first four horses,
都是给我们全球性的。
It is global.
什么都是全球性的。
Everything is global.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们要问，
we have to ask,
等到那个七个印解开的时候，
after the seven seals are open,
那是指着什么来说的？
What does it refer to?
比方说第一个印，
for example, the first
他看见一匹白马骑在马上的拿着弓，
he saw the white, or the white horse with a bow,
并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来胜了而又胜。
And he had a crown that was given to him, and conquering and conquered.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见读圣经的人现在看法就不同了。
Here again, Bible scholars differ in their
opinion. 因为那个白马指着美国。